Moving a bit further in under chapter 4, acquiescence, let's now look at example 4-2, which we briefly discussed, which 4-2 illustrated acquiescence as an omission, where the father tells the suitor not to date his daughter. This brings us down to example 4-3. Now, example 4-3 illustrates the quid pro quo again. United promises for Jacqueline's promise. So here we have a negotiation that produced a contract. So in example 4-4 illustrates acquiescence, Grandpa did not promise to do something or did not do something in order to get a promise from Tina. So look at the different example from 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, and 4-4, where we have acquiescence considered as a negotiation, but one party decides not to do or do something without exchange of a promise. So in 4-2, again, Grandpa does not promise to do something or not to do something for exchange of another promise, right, from Tina. And then in chapter 4, it ends with the advantages and disadvantages of acquiescence as a dispute resolution process. And it includes also examples of and problems regarding acquiescence.